You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. This is Darren, and if you like this content, you have got to come check out my new course, 90-Day Relationship Reset. If you've got drama in your relationships, if you're struggling with a relationship, this is the course for you. Go to my website, drdarrenwilson.com. It's the very first button you push. It'll take you right to the relationship webpage. You can sign up today. You can uplevel your relationship. And in 90 days, your relationships will be reset. Come join me today, drdarrenwilson.com. I can't wait to see you in the course room. Welcome in, everyone. Episode number 82, the Life Coaching for Men podcast. What is going on this week? Hope everyone successfully navigated the Christmas holiday and you got to see some family and friends, and hopefully everybody stayed safe and healthy and your travels went well. Hopefully also you got along with your family and your friends and didn't have a whole lot of drama there, but if you did have some drama and if there were some issues, then I also hope that you know that sometimes that's just part of life. And, you know, sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we have to look ourselves in the mirror and own up to those mistakes and then give ourselves some forgiveness and move on and know that we're not going to let those transgressions or mistakes from the past, whether they be a week old or a year old or 20 years old, we're not going to let those hold us captive and hold us in bondage, and we're going to be able to move on from those. So wherever you are on your journey with that and how your relationships went this past week, hope you do give yourself the benefit of the doubt and you're able to move forward in a good way. So that brings me to the topic of this week. And I want you to think about what you're going to do that's new in 2022. Now, it's a little bit of a rhyme, and that's something that you can remember, and hopefully you'll remember it throughout the year. But what are you going to do that's new in 2022? And you can look at this from a lot of different angles. You can look at this from, you know, what are you going to do from a personal development standpoint? What are you going to do from a business standpoint? What are you going to do from an education standpoint? What are you going to do from a parenting standpoint? What are you going to do from a marriage standpoint? So you can look at a lot of different things, but I want you to ask yourself, what are at least one or two things that you specifically are going to do that is different in 2022? Because what I know and what you know is that if we continue to do the same things over and over again, then we're going to continue to get the same results. We're not going to get and achieve the results that we want to achieve if we allow ourselves just to live in the same old routine, the same old mundane. We have the same old thoughts that come up each and every day, each and every week. We drive to work the same way. If everything is just the same, then at the end of 2022, as we talk about 2023, life's going to kind of look the same. And none of us are put on this earth to just exist. We're not put here to just go along and go through the motions. We are here, I think, to make a difference in our own lives and to help make a difference in others' lives. And so maybe this is the catapult that will get you thinking all right, what is that thing that I want to do differently next year? I've got a good friend of mine who, you know, has launched a new business, and that was one of the things he wanted to do this year. He wanted to get into a coaching business. He's doing some coaching for a select group of people that, you know, he's really passionate about, and he launched that this year. It's not taken off quite yet like he wants to, but it's something that he has wanted to do, and he's doing it now. My sister launched a new endeavor this past year. It's called She's So Single. Check her out. And it's really about being single and embracing that. She'd went through a divorce a couple years ago, and there's a need out there, especially for, you know, women that it's okay to go out and put yourself out into the world and be single and embrace that life. So she has done that. She's doing it extremely well. She's really well versed on Instagram. She does a lot of neat stories, heck of a lot better than what I do and what I can do. But I would encourage you to look at that. Is there something that is burning within you that you know you need to start doing this year? Were there nerves involved for her to do that? Absolutely. Did she wonder if people were going to judge her? Absolutely. Has she, you know, had to work through that mindset and that mind work? Absolutely. But she keeps doing it and she keeps showing up. And now she's got a little momentum. She's actually had some business opportunities with us with it. People are noticing her in her community. They know who she is. And so it's been pretty cool. And it's a side gig for her. So it's not her full-time job. It's something that she enjoys doing, and she enjoys doing it on the side. And it's something that is different. So what is that for you? Is there something that you've been wanting to launch? Maybe it's an online course. Maybe it's a coaching business. Maybe it's a business in general. Maybe you know that there's a side hustle out there that's for you that you've just been putting off because you're scared, you're nervous. I want you to think about that this week and think about what that burning desire has been in you that you haven't taken that step yet. And for some of you, it's as simple as what are you pretty good at that other people keep telling you you're pretty good at that you could monetize into a business? For some of you, it's as simple as that. You know, what is it, that thing that you enjoy doing that feels like a passion, feels like a purpose, and you're able to do it in a way that somebody else is not? Maybe that's something for you. You know, maybe there's a trip that you want to go on this year that you've never been on, and this is the year. You're going to take that step, and you're going to take that trip, and you're going to, you know, travel out of the country for the first time ever, you know, once you feel like it's safe and you can do that. And that's what you're going to do this year. Maybe it's a retreat that you want to go on with your spouse. Maybe it's something that you all have talked about for a long time and you've just never done, so you want to actually do something with them. Maybe it's something that you want to do that's a special trip or a special treat with one of your kids. Maybe you're going to do that. Maybe it's that you're going to start living intentionally each and every day. You're actually going to get up and you're going to start the day with intention, and you're going to have intention right throughout the day, throughout the week. Maybe you're going to start a new exercise program and you're actually going to stick with it. See, this isn't a resolution. This is what you're going to do that's new in 2022. So you're actually going to do this. You're not just going to say you're going to do it. It's not going to be one of those things where you get all worked up and you get all excited and you get all passionate about it, and then 2 weeks later, it's died, or 2 months later, it's died. No, it's one of those things where you're going to tell yourself, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do this because I want to. And you don't have to have permission from anybody. You don't have to ask anybody. You don't have to beg anybody. You don't have to feel bad about it for anybody. You just do it. And there's going to be fear, and there's going to be some anxiety, and there's going to be some imposter syndrome with whatever you do. But you push yourself through it, and you do it. All right? So I don't care what it is. I don't care what area it is in your life. But I want you to pick something that you're going to do that you've never done before. So with that, I'll tell you a little bit about me and what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something a little different that I've never done before. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I think it's something else that will help a lot of people along the way, and especially some people that listen to this podcast. And you listen to this podcast because you love the topics about life coaching, but you've also become interested in becoming or being a coach yourself. Or maybe you have another online type business that you've always wanted to launch or you've always wanted to do, but you're not real sure about the basics of running an online business, or you're not real sure about the basics of starting or running a coaching business, or you think you know how to run and start a coaching business, and all of a sudden you have launched this coaching business and now you don't have any clients, and you're like, where do I get clients? How do clients come? And you're already thinking about stopping this said coaching business or this online business, because contrary to what is out there on social media and what you see a lot, where people say this is easy and that getting clients is easy and that, you know, if you just believe it, they will come, that is not the case. The truth is, this takes certainly amount of belief, but it also takes a lot of hard work, and it also takes strategic hard work, because I could just go and I could spin my wheels and I could work and work and work and work just like you all can in some endeavor, and you not see results. And by results, I mean you're helping people and you're making money. If you're not making money in this and that's what you want to do, then it's not working. Something's not working well. Something's not working right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to launch a second podcast, which I'm really excited about. It's going to be something along the lines, I'm still tweaking the title, but something along the lines of mastering the basics of online business. And we'll talk a lot about the coaching world, the coaching business, but also just online business in general and how you can not only thrive in this business, but you can also start from a very good space and a great foundation so you're able to build strategically along the way, where it's not just you're throwing paint against the wall and you're just hoping something will work out, that we can actually put together a plan that will help you not only grow and get clients, but also grow and meet those income goals that you want to meet along the way. Because there is a method to this madness, no doubt. Now, here's the other thing. You can just go out there and Google search, you know, life coaching or life coaching programs or whatever, and you get all kinds of things that come up. There will be all kinds of different opinions. There will be all kinds of different solutions. There will be all kinds of different certifications. And the thing that I'm really the most passionate about with this is that, you know, I have seen this from literally the ground up, and I've been able to build a business that has not only now become sustainable, but is also able to really change our family's lives as we move forward in a way that is extremely, extremely freeing. And so what I want for you is for you to be able to do the same thing. And so if you listen to this podcast because you just want the life coaching piece of it, that's great. I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to keep pouring in the life coaching lessons and all of that content that you've been used to for the last 81 episodes. But for those of you, and I've had several clients in the last month and a half that have come on board that want business coaching. And so for you out there who want business coaching, whether it's life coaching or any other type of online coaching, then this podcast will be for you and this new venture will be for you. So it's going to be another avenue that you'll be able to work with me and that we'll be able to work one-on-one, and we will be able to set up a path to enable you to grow your coaching business the way you want to grow it. I'll also say this. I've had a couple clients that I've worked with that have a great coaching business, but they didn't know where to go next. So if you found that you've got clients and you want to scale, then this is for you too. And what I'm trying to do is keep this in a more intimate setting to where I can help you as intense and as one-on-one as I can to make sure you are able to go as far as you want to go, as fast as you want to go. And I'm really excited about it because I've learned a lot over the last few years. I've learned some things to do. I've learned some things not to do. I've learned how to integrate your belief system and your mind and your thought process with the actual actions that take that have to take place in order for you to be able to attract and to offer and to secure clients and a great client base. And at the end of the day, this helps you help other people. And that's really what this is all about. So I am really excited about that. So that's what's new for me in 2022. I will let you know what that podcast is going to be called and let you know when that first episode is up. It will be very similar to this. It'll be on all of the, you know, all of the platforms that are out there, and really look forward to that. So if you listen to this and this is you, you're like, oh, finally, he's doing something that I've wanted to do, or this is my 2022 thing that could be new for you, is that you actually get a business coach and someone that can help you scale your business, then this is the podcast for you. All right. So you reach out to me this week, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, and or go to drdarrenwilson.com and click on the Work With Me Now button, sign up for a consult. And we will talk about how you can work with me and how we can work together to grow your new or your current or your wannabe business. And I can't wait for that. I'm really looking forward to it. So that's what's new for me in 2022. Think about what's going to be new for you in 2022. And I will talk to you next week. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. And don't forget, check out the new course, Stop Fighting Now. Go to drdarrenwilson.com, sign up today. I can't wait to see you in the course room.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.